Former Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts in with me on a Wednesday, as is John McClain, brought to you by Horn Solutions. 1 year from now, John, what is the likeliest situation involving Jadeveon Clowney? Where is he?
I think Clowney will be here. He'll either be on a new multi-year contract or he'll be franchised again. And Texans hope he comes in, has a great year. You, as a fan, you hope that he has such a great year, he forces them to pay him. I think they pay him like Trey Flowers, $90 million instead of like $105 or $110 million. But Cecil, is it hard to you as an ex-player, or is it easy for you when you think, okay, knowing how fleeting it can be, mm-hmm. To not take that money?
Take what money?
To take, say offered $90 million like Trey Flowers.
Oh, man. Looking back on it, for me, I'll give you an example. So I turned down a contract in Jacksonville. It was like a 3-4 year deal for like $16 million. And in my head, I'm like, no, if I have a good year this year, going into 2014, if I have a good year this year, I know I can get a little bit, I can get some more. I can probably get in the 30 range, right? Looking back now, I'm like, I should have took that $16 million. So for me, when I hear $90 million, me personally, I'm like, boom, I'll take it. But for him, it got to be frustrating knowing somebody will give you right now what you want if you were a free agent. You know what I mean? And with him, it's like, all right, do I take this 90? Or if I had this great year, the price is going even higher because the market goes up, salary cap goes up, everything. So, and then on top of that, too, he's already a multimillionaire with him being the first overall pick. So I think his situation is a little different.
He's still not married, right?
Still not married. Yeah. Still not married. Nah, he's been with his girlfriend. They have a child. They've been together. They're basically married. I mean, they're probably married by law.
Common law marriage.
Common law marriage. But, I mean, $90 million is hard to pass up. But I think in his position, when you know what you can get, I think it's worth the risk.
You know, the McNairs have never let money stand in the way of signing their best players. But Clowney's great against the run. He's disruptive. He can play anything Romeo Crennel needs him to. He's only missed 3 games in 3 years. I keep hearing nationally people talking about injuries. That's such old news.
It is old.
You know, it's very old. Let me think about how many players missed more than 3 games in 3 years. And I think that, like Romeo Crennel said when I interviewed him late in the offseason program, we know he'll be in great shape. Mm-hmm. We know he'll come in knowing everything in the defense, but the key is you got to get in football shape. So how quick he produces, depending on how quick it takes him to get in football shape. As a former player, can you tell the listeners what's the difference in being in great physical condition if you're out running in the humidity, but then stepping in and then – being in football shape?
You have to do everything you do. So if you're out there running in humidity, that's cool, but you got to do with pads on. You got to do it against going against people.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Now, to be honest, I think there's ways you can get around it. Like if I'm, and I don't think guys do this, but if you go out there in full pads and you run and you go against pass rushers and whatever the case may be, but that's kind of extreme. Like he's probably not going to line up against a tackle since when he's gone in training camp and have full pads on. That person has full pads on and go full go. So he'll be behind the eight ball. But being a veteran is easier to come from that than a rookie per se. They were holding out for their rookie contract. But there's a difference between being in good physical shape and football.
Why do we see so many players in all sports, if they miss time for money, then when they come in, they get pulls?
So guys don't train for – this is how I viewed it, especially being from the wide receiver position. Guys that miss time, or I'll give you a perfect example, rookies that come in, it's a lot of pulled hamstrings, a lot of pulled groins.
Kiki.
They're training for the 40. They're straight line training instead of actually training to cut and move and actually do football moves. So I think that's where guys get caught up, and I think that's on the trainer's fault, whoever they're working with, and their fault as well, to not put them in a situation to succeed. Like if you're training for straight line stuff, how many times are you going to run 40 yards just straight with nobody touching you? Not you have to going side to side and putting pressure on different areas of your body, the small muscles. I think Pilates is so important because it works the small muscles. Yoga is so important because it's flexible, about your flexibility. And guys don't focus on that. They work on, you know, they're benching or they're running fast or whatever the case may be, when there's so many little things you have to work on, side to side movements and stuff like that.
Going back to Clowney real quick, both Cecil and I believe that Clowney will not be here next year, and I think that he will be traded somewhere else. Let's grab a call on this. Our friend Bill wants to weigh in. Bill, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'd like to know what John thinks. I read the whole article about Brian Gaine this morning, you know, a little late, and there was an indication that he was, well, they called him everything but a racist, and yet some of his supporters just never was, never will be. And I was afraid they sort of let him go because of the perception instead of the absolute facts. I wondered what John thinks.
Thank you very much for the call. Brian Gaine had nothing to do with anything like that. When a guy that got fired by Gaine, a former, I think, assistant security guy, filed something against them saying he was fired because he's a minority. Rick Smith, who's African-American, is a general manager. He had a lot of African-Americans on his staff. Like any general manager, they usually change most of their people. And Brian did hire some African-Americans, promoted some, but he also fired some African-Americans. And guys that get fired are unhappy. But nothing that happened to Brian Gaine had anything to do with racism. And he's talking about the article that Aaron Wilson did last week.
Yeah, I can piggyback on that. Just the interactions I've had with him in 2015, there was no indications at all that he was racist by any means. I mean, he was an awesome guy. He was talking to me and him, have numerous conversations about the whoever game coming up and the game plan and how we can attack him. And then on top of that, it's always going to be a little people upset when they get let go. And I've been a part of teams where I think in Jacksonville I had 3 GMs, 2 owners, 3 head coaches. Like, wow. It's a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
And when new GMs come in, they get rid of house. They get rid of everybody. They bring in guys they want and they trust.
Yeah.
And that's part of, you know, the process.
And I have the same understanding that John has as well, that the EEOC claim that the guy filed has basically no merit whatsoever.
Right.
So just to put that out there before
and
we hit
that. You're the attorney.
Takes.
You would know.
Well, it has nothing to do with
may
with
not
that part.
Know what quarterback's great, but he knows the law.
Time now for Mad Takes on a Wednesday. On a much lighter note, have you guys seen this? There's a story about a forgotten Southern sandwich, peanut butter and mayonnaise. So now when I say the
never
South.
Never had it, and I'm a Southerner.
Yeah, and when I say the South, when I was reading this story on the takeout, I think what it was really referring to was basically like the South as in like the South, like Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, like that South, as opposed to Texas. So apparently peanut butter and mayonnaise was like a big thing. And some people are trying to get it back. Now, I am somebody. I like mayonnaise. I know some people hate mayonnaise. I like mayo.
I do too.
I like peanut butter.
I
am not eating a combination of peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Not at
all. I am not doing that.
Did you see that when you were in Florida?
No, I'd never even heard of that.
I've never heard of it either.
It's just two condiments together. Like, I've never heard of that before. Like, that's now, if it had some meat in between.
Yes.
And you had some maybe light mayo or light peanut butter on the bread somewhere, I can understand, but just mayo and peanut butter together?
I've had a burger in which multiple things were on the burger,
yes,
including mayo and including peanut butter. But
I can
what
accept
you're talking
that.
About is gross.
That's
it
nasty.
Sounds gross. I think your analysis, Cecil, on
terrible.
It is totally right. Somebody said that it tastes like, let's see, like an eggy peanut butter sandwich. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah,
that doesn't
no
sound
interest.
Appetizing at all. John, real quick, I had the I had a Beyond Burger over the weekend. This stuff that's like the plant-based burger, not bad. Not quite as good as a hamburger, but not bad. Not
did
bad.
Some girl make you do that?
No, I just did it myself. Why do you think the girl made it? I did it myself. I swear.
I can't imagine anybody in their right mind doing that.
Well, people are big on, you know, different kinds of foods these days. They want to reduce meat consumption, red meat,
you
all that.
I love to. I imagine.
Is it vegan? Is it a vegan
months.
Option?
I'm not sure. I don't know the answer
I
to that.
I haven't had meat in 5 months.
Five
damn
months?
I'm sure not eating that.
You haven't had chicken?
Well, I'm talking about meat.
Oh, you mean
I
even red meat?
Chicken
okay.
And
okay.
Fish.
Okay, fair point.
I've eaten a lot of chicken. And
you look
fish.
Good, yeah. By the way. You look excellent
you
this morning.
Thank you.
How you feel?
Feel great.
Good. Excellent.
Good. If you've been paying attention, the Madden ratings came out, and DeAndre Hopkins was the 99 overall rating, which is awesome. He's the only offensive player that's 99. But there's been so many guys complaining about what their speed is, about what their route running medium should be, about what their power or throwing accuracy or whatever the case may be, and I'm just completely over it. Like, be happy you're on the game. Be happy you're getting a check.
Paying them because it's great publicity.
Like, this is so annoying. Like, I'm this over it. Maybe because I follow a lot of players, I see it a lot. You see the Honey Badger, like he basically broke down like 10 guys. Oh, Deshaun Watson should be 82. Oh, this guy shouldn't be this. Oh, this guy shouldn't be that. I'm like, yep. Yo, I'm done.
You're done.
Great publicity for Madden.
It is great for Madden, but golly, I don't want it to, and I haven't played that game in a long time. I don't know how players have time to play the game.
Did you play it when you were a player? Did you like use yourself and such?
I would. They give us the free game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we get a free Madden every year. So
how about that, John?
I collected them because I think it's cool for my kids to see I was in the video game.
Yeah.
But I was never a big Madden fan, so I never really played the game like that. A few times, like early in my career, I'll play it myself and just throw me the ball every single play.
I like
but
it.
But besides, like after 2013, I stopped paying attention.
I'm looking at the story in the Big Lead. Like a lot of guys complain about this. The funniest thing I've seen from the Madden ratings and just Madden coming out, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the video of basically Brady trying to get a high five from, I think it was Edelman, and Edelman basically left him hanging. Which I guess is something that had happened during the season. And the way it looked, they made it look like very, very realistic. It was like really funny. Like Brady goes up there and then basically Edelman just basically walks away. So he had to turn to like Chris Hogan or somebody to actually get the high five. That's my quick take on Madden. Big Baller Brand is down in the dumps. Apparently it's hit a new low. There's a clearance sale going on at some local gym. They've had like legal issues where one of the owners is being sued by Lonzo Ball for $1.5 million. Remember, you know, Big Baller Brand, LeVar Ball, Alonzo Ball, the whole thing. They came out selling $500 shoes and things are going very poorly. There's a photo on Twitter, basically the Big Baller Brand stuff available at like just not in like the nicest sort of setting. I'll put it that way.
I would rather hear players complain about Madden ratings than anything about LeVar Ball.
Not a big fan, huh?
No.
I thought this idea of Big Baller Brand was a good idea, but I think the execution of it was horrific. And I think LeVar should be complete blame for every single thing that happens to Big Baller Brand.
I like the name, but that's it.
It's a good name.
I thought Big Baller was good.
Wasn't it just too much of a risk where your son is the number two pick overall in the NBA draft? He obviously had offers from, I forgot the details, but I'm sure he had an offer, I believe, from Nike and from sure the other
Nike,
shoe companies.
Adidas, yeah. It was three or four offers, I believe.
Isn't the safe approach to take that deal and then kind of work on this on the side?
Guaranteed money. Like, why are you turning down 10, 15, 20 million? Like, what are you doing?
Daddy said.
What are you doing? And I'm so glad Lonzo has spoken up against his dad, finally.
Glad he's out of L.A. and he's in New Orleans.
Out of L.A., in New Orleans. He needs to get completely away from his father. Like, yes, that's your dad, but as far as any business, anything to do with your career, get completely far away from your father. He did ruin it, in my opinion. He put an X on Lonzo's back. If you remember when Lonzo first came in the league and Patrick Beverley, first game of the year.
That's right.
Patrick Beverley was all over Lonzo. And nobody has nothing but great things to say about Lonzo. But because of his daddy, he put an X on his back, and he made it so much harder for him.
Well, that's the weird part about the whole thing, is that Lonzo seems like he's a really good kid. And I'm not saying that LeVar Ball's a bad guy. I have no idea. I'm sure he's a decent guy, but he has not done his son any favors. And there's a huge discrepancy between the dad's personality and the son's personality. And the dad's not the star. The son is the star. And the dad put the X on the son's back, not helping out his professional career whatsoever. And so I agree with you guys. I think Lonzo will be better off.
Got his ill.
Yes, she is.
She's got, what, she have cancer?
Yeah, I think it was cancer. Or is cancer, excuse me.
Well, now you've brought everything down. But obviously, we hope for the best for Mrs. Ball. No question
about
it.
Not her husband, but her.
Yeah, and then actually, so Lonzo's good, right? Obviously, I think he'll play, not a superstar, but he'll last in the league.
Best thing that ever happened to him.
He'll last in the league. He's a good ball player. The middle brother was terrible. He couldn't beat us three in basketball.
Now the last
brother, he's pretty good.
Yeah, Landry's saying that he's a pretty talented guy.
He probably can go first round next year. Like he'll be drafted first if he does well in Australia.
Where is he right now?
He's gonna play in Australia with a.
Jeez,
with
he's
the
been
other
to
guys.
Russia now. He's in Australia all because
all
of
over
his
the place.
Dad.
All because his dad. He should have stayed in high school and be in college. Like
yes,
don't rush that. Don't ruin. Don't make him miss out on his childhood. You know what I mean? Like
totally
agree. Don't ruin that for him. He's still a kid.
John, what coverage you guys have coming up? Obviously, 8 days away until training camp.
I've got a Facebook Live up, and we've got a podcast tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll have my column, and Friday I have mailbag. Thank you, guys. Cecil, it's always fun.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy it. Thank you, Mike.
John McClain, thank you. Brought to you by Horn Solutions. I'm still thinking about that contract that Cecil turned down from the Jaguars back in 2014. It's like giving me pain right now.